Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
As sugary as last time that I was on the cast, you never use that beginning anyway.
Sugary's not.
No.
Okay. Hey, thank you guys for coming. This is Kinky and the Geek. To those
three that are here
that we have never met.
I can double it in editing. It's
yeah.
Standing room only.
Cancun ballroom.
Yeah.
Atop the Sheraton.
Right.
The Sheraton Gateway. The
fabulous
Sheraton
Gateway. Yeah, let them start popping the champagne.
Yeah,
for our crowd.
Yeah.
We're Kinky and the Geek. We're a podcast. We've been running for
this is our 25th episode.
25th episode.
Yeah. We've been doing it for 6 months now.
We really like the sound of our own voices.
Pretty much.
Seems to work for us.
Some of us are learning to love the sound of our own voices. Then again, we're not in the class that much. So.
Yeah. And thank you to our people for coming that we haven't met. And thank you to our people who we love and know and adore.
Yay!
Well, yeah, we love us too!
Yay! You guys kick ass.
Yes, we know. We've seen the chafing.
Yeah. I'm Flesh Vine.
I'm Mighty Bill.
And we've got the fabulous foursome, which means that we're joined by...
Iruka Yui, your ever-loving web slave.
And fan of E48, I'm the audio guy.
Yeah,
I guess.
Man, you've been working it too. You're slinging your equipment all over the place.
Using those awesome Raven powers.
He's gonna go ghost hunting later.
You know those awesome Raven powers, right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. So basically, what we do is we kind of shoot the shit, talk about everything geeky and kinky and yeah.
This is what we've got. Two of us of the foursome are actually virgins here at Frolicon.
Right. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, our first time, myself and Phantom.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think that's where that came from.
Kinky. Yeah. Hey, anytime you guys want microphones, you just let us know if you got something to say. Our intention was to get Kinky Con stories, so anything that anybody wants to share.
Any questions you've got, feel free to ask.
And we should talk about our friends that are here. My friend Strobel, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yay.
And he is at doing the Anachrocon table.
Yes.
And
what's
Agricon?
Anachrocon.
Come up and tell us what Anachrocon is, sir.
Come on.
Yay.
We like Pippa conventions.
Sure, I'll pimp my con. Anachrocon is a steampunk alternate history convention.
When is it?
The end of this month, April 31st. No, April 30th, because there's no April 30th first. Anyway, end of April. First weekend in May, last weekend. Mile down the road, Wellesley Inn. Go to anachrocon.com. A-N-A-C-H-R-O-N. Yeah, anyway, anachrocon.com. You know, or www. Look at the fuck up.
I have it bookmarked on my laptop, and when I make the entry on our website, I will make sure to put a link up.
Okay.
Yay!
And there's a special con rate for members to. Yeah, if you get your membership today, it's $20. So.
Sweet. And a specialer rate if you suck them off.
No.
I was trying to work an answer.
Some cons do that, some don't.
It's fine. No, we don't do that yet.
Orgasms really don't pay the bills.
They're nice, but they don't pay the bills,
No.
Orgasms do not pay the bills.
Depends on...
Otherwise, you'd be self-employed.
Pretty much. Yeah. Really.
There'd be a lot more chafing.
Can I have my mic?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Thank you. All right, and we're joined by our friends, Anam Kara, Darkson, And Din, what are we calling you?
Din.
Din. And our lovely friend Din, who made a long drive to be here. It's good to see you. And some new people that we haven't seen. We met you on the elevator.
Wave, giant crowd.
Yeah, you kick ass.
Wave, giant crowd.
And yeah, and we're not going to use your names. Just like you. No, out of you know.
No one cares about
yeah.
you.
They'll be our anonymous friends.
Yeah, yes. Anonymous friends.
There's a lot of those.
Yeah, I saw you helping an anonymous friend to the bathroom, a cute drunk girl.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, so how's your con been so far?
Sober.
I know, that's kind of weird, yeah.
Well, he's on antibiotics. That upper respiratory turned into tonsillitis. Don't you love it?
Yeah. Well, I'm on my seventh day of antibiotics. And
yeah, you do what you gotta do.
I have no idea. I may drink some, but
T-shirt,
just
blow me because I'm sober.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, he's got the "Fuck Me, I'm a Podcaster" T-shirt on. Have you seen this? Yeah,
which I made for him.
Yeah,
which actually it comes from a joke because I know another podcast. One of our friend podcasters was talking about that podcasting would never get him laid.
Oh yeah,
we started joking about it.
Yeah, chances are.
So we came up with the idea of T-shirts to have with. You know, fuck me, I'm a podcaster.
Actually, it kind of got me laid because I met Joe through podcasting. So,
yeah.
What a sweet story.
Yay, I know. Oh my God. Yeah, let me tell you about the romantic things we did this morning.
Get you horny.
Well, you know, podcasting got you laid, and conventions got me laid. So,
I know it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, we've been having fun for our first our maiden voyage.
Okay, good.
We've lost our hymens. Our frolicon hymens.
Oh, we're talking about frolicon now. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I know. I was so pure before this weekend.
One of those, but
yeah.
Well, so long ago, how do you remember?
Oh. I actually didn't bring my sounds.
You've been going to keep
on
so
I know.
I
have to boil them and clean them and everything. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Sound.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. Yeah. We're covered now. Sounds.
No, we're not covered yet.
I was thinking, okay, you have like a CD.
No. We've got sounds. Right. But not the sounds.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, the old
owls. Yeah.
Not the sounds.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and she does that a lot when she's saying sounds in podcasting.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's, you know, it's kind of like one of those things you wouldn't know what I was talking about otherwise.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. I think we would have had a bigger crowd if more of my Native Guide people hadn't been on duty right now. Seems like all the people I invited.
Duty.
Yes, I said duty. You're 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, because that would make me like one. Anyway.
This podcast took a really weird turn.
There's a room for that.
I'm sure there is.
Actually, I think the panel for that is right after this one.
Yeah, I think, nice. We've gone over
Welcome.
Like the last. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, people.
Hey.
We have a mic, so we will embarrass you.
Run, quick, while you're still
talking. Explanation of Frolicon, though.
Well, we've done that already.
We've talked about it.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Actually, it's
Yeah.
It's very simple. It's Dragon Con without the pretense of a science fiction convention.
Right.
Okay. No, the pretense is still there. That's why we're doing a podcast here.
Yeah.
The pretense is still got to be there for some of us.
Think.
So. Yeah, I have to have something to tell my boss as to why I'm taking 3 days off of work.
Yeah.
I can't say I'm... Not in the corporate world.
Yeah. Phantom just called his mom, and he was like, yeah, it's like a totally, like a just a nerdy thing. Just a nerdy thing.
Yeah. Well, it is. It is nerdy. Yeah. Nerds getting laid.
But it's a shame you didn't call, like, you know, later when there's some drunk girl in the background showing her tits and screaming, so.
Yeah, anybody wanted to know what Frolicon it is, Nerds Gone Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nerds and geeks, because there is a difference.
Yeah. Very cool.
Somebody mentioned Star Trek.
Yeah, Star Trek.
I've got it tattooed to my chest.
We're good.
We're good.
He's
Got
us covered. We're set.
Yeah.
Yeah. So does anyone have any kinky con stories they might want to share? Or just really funny con stories?
I'm not going to tell that story.
Yeah, you are. Well, you've started now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can embarrass ourselves first, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, ours first.
What are yours?
I'm trying to think. Okay. Because there's one that we have that the two of us have where we don't really tell because no one really knows the full extent of how we met, but we did meet at a convention.
Oh, you want to tell it?
No, I don't.
I think you mentioned that to me.
What?
I think you mentioned it to me before.
Yeah. But not on air.
Oh, let's just say it was Final Phantasm.
Final Phantasm, yeah.
And need we take it any farther than that?
Yeah. The story I'm going to go with is what's Final Phantasm, and it was Saturday night, and there were a couple of people who had the beads they were giving out from all over the years from Phantasm. And they were basically trying to get people to do stuff to get these beads. And these are beads that were not in circulation anymore. And so the guy that was doing it looked at me, looked at my name, said Mighty Bill. He goes, "How mighty are you? Can you make this nun say hallelujah?" Yeah, and so there was a lady. There was actually a lady. There was a lady dressed as a nun there. There were a couple of people in the thing. And so I went over and we started making out.
Oh,
we
nice.
Stopped.
As one does.
Yes. It was so when we stopped, she goes, "Yeah, that'll do." And then yanked me back in to keep going. So
nice.
Ah, yes, the nun.
Yeah, because unfortunately, when it comes to conventions, unless I bring my own,
hi.
I don't get laid at cons.
Okay. Well, see, that's a shame because I think this is probably the one con that you could go to that you could really
you
do that.
Would think. Yeah.
Well, okay, and we had this discussion actually last week about how do you flirt with a geek, and you especially.
Yeah, I know. Sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Or as I said, you grab him by the dick and say, "Hey, want to fuck?"
Yeah. Yeah. That's usually your best. Yeah. Your best go. Yeah.
But that's we're talking male.
Well, that's the darkroom party.
Yeah, that's darkroom party. Yeah. That's tonight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Night at 10, and you will not see me there.
Yeah. I've been working the table downstairs.
Anyway, okay, you won't feel me there. You won't feel me there either.
That's true. I've been working the table with the wonderful guy from England that's in charge of that.
Nice. Yeah.
Was he trying to talk you into going?
No, actually, he wasn't. No, he was too busy making Kiku as his girlfriend. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, very. She's adorable. She's running around with these cute little bunny ears all weekend.
Aww. Aww. We have some friends who are looking for some kitten ears. Have you guys seen any kitten ears?
I haven't been looking.
Okay. No, I've only done one walkthrough on the dealer's room so far.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah.
No, the horns are
not horns. That's just horn.
That's what she said, your mom.
Okay.
Oh. Ouch.
Thank you.
Well, that would be kind of creepy considering she's dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Way to bring the podcast
taking it down a notch.
Down, Bill. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to go for.
Bill brings it down a notch.
No. Oh.
Yeah, actually, we were talking about zombie porn on the last one I downloaded. What was the one that you guys recommended?
Born of the Dead.
And I watched it, and I was like, oh, my God.
After 5 minutes, it was still just porn.
Yeah, actually, I think the first scene was the grossest. Yeah. And then after that, it was like, okay, I've seen it.
Well, the best.
And I was okay with it.
Porn is primarily made for guys, and after the first 5 minutes, who watches porn?
Well, and all the makeup
minutes?
Was coming off, like all around her ass and everything. And it was like, okay, yeah, that was, yeah.
Well, the best storyline to my porn. I really prefer there to be a storyline. It makes it more fun.
Yeah, boy meets girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was boy meets girl and dead girl. Yeah. And, yeah.
Well, best graffiti I ever saw was in the Oxford bookstore when they were still around. It said necrophilia means never having to say you're sorry.
Yes, I remember that. My uncle used to run the music department at one of them. I basically grew up in the basement area where they used to have the comic shop. Thank you.
The dead means never having to buy a drink.
Fair enough. Actually, this should be like a live journalist. Yeah.
Well, no. If you're having to dig them up, then you're going and you want to get them fresh.
Yeah.
That's why you got to cruise the morgues. That's
true. And there was the morgue scene.
This has gone a really creepy
area. There was the morgue scene, yeah.
Rigamortis.
Red.
What's right.
No, yeah. The moment has passed. The moment has
gone.
That's what she said.
So I don't know if I have any good con stories. I mean, I used to go to Dragon Con and just kind of hang out. I was like a day tripper. And then last year was the time that I really went and really had a good time and like really absorbed a lot. And then here, we're just...
You haven't been here long enough. I mean,
we're just kind of going...
You got here 30 minutes before
we're
supposed
to go? Our
best
time was hanging out with Phoenix and Anam Cara and, drinking and hanging out and talking and just...
Well, that's con. You just need to add more people to that.
Yeah. Yeah, and we went to the Jonestown After Dark party last night.
Yeah.
And it was cool, but it was you couldn't hear anything, so we kind of, you know, it was late, so we left. So.
Actually, some of the best parties are actually outside the parties in the hallway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the hallway.
Yes. I mean, there are always these hallway conversations that go on, and that's what usually when where all the groping seems to happen.
Well, that's where the guy hallway. With the eyeliner was like, woo, happy frolic-on. Yeah. Just wanted to, you know, high five everybody, which was fun.
One of the things that we talked about a lot. Fine, I'll have a mic.
All right. One of the things
that because he won't use his.
Yeah,
what's that?
Phantom won't use his mic because he won't talk on mic.
Right. Because. Yeah. Anyway, now one of the things that we had talked about at an AkerCon was what makes a good con, and you know the initial story. I'm just going to go ahead and like, you know, back up. Basically, William and Cindy were over at my apartment, and we were having dinner, and they are the alternate history directors at DragonCon, and at the time their track was kind of in limbo. And I said, "Well, why don't you just do your own con?" I know that William had approached me before. I was like, "You know, I want to do a steampunk con. I want to do a cult con. I want to do blah 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 blah." I'm like, "Well, just fucking do it." He was like, "Well, you know, money, blah blah blah, excuses, excuses, excuses." And I said, "Okay, look, here's how you do it. You get a venue." Programming's easy, as you're aware. You invite people to talk, and they talk on their various, you know, things. When you're talking steampunk, it's, you know, swing a dead cat.
And, or you dazzle them with bullshit, much as this.
I was going to say, yeah, pretty much. You know, I mean, there's enough, particularly with steampunk, because it's so young, a fandom, finding a quote-unquote expert is pretty fucking easy. Buddy, I don't know, but six weeks to a month. Anyway, but yeah, I don't know if they can punctuate. Anyway, I digress. You know, we figured you invite people, you have a dealer's room, you get a venue, and you're fucking done, you know. But the you know, with all the programming, the interesting things that happen at con are the things that are never programmed. A pretty good example, actually, is the 501st. And I'm going to talk about DragonCon a lot because it's like everybody's prime fucking example. The 501st is, if you aren't aware, they're basically a stormtrooper legion. And it originally started at the Masquerade at DragonCon 97, I believe. And the Masquerade was... You know, it was a masquerade. I mean, basically, it was a bunch of amateurs walking around. But they, the Dragon Con, in their infinite wisdom, hired this guy to do the what do you call it, in between the things? That thing.
Stage sweep, whatever.
What?
MC or stage sweep?
No, the intermission. Thank you.
Oh, intermission. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
They hired him to do the intermission, and he did space music, which is, if you've ever heard space music, I apologize in advance. Yeah, pretty much. It's you know, that's it. That's like every piece of space music ever. But for some reason, someone thought that, you know, hey, this guy, you know, it has space in the title, sure, blah, blah, blah. And the audience was bored out of their mind. So at one point, someone brought out a freebie inflatable beach ball and was bouncing it around. And this is a huge theater. This is the Atlanta Civic Center. So there was a beach ball floating around. And these four people, or maybe it was five, these, you know, collection of people who did not know each other but were all dressed in stormtrooper outfits, wandered down into the hallway and just started talking. They went in, and for some reason or another, everyone just sort of looked over, and there they were, and they just started, you know, they just started, you know, looking around, started dancing in the aisles, and you know, it was interesting, it was magical, and it was cool, and there is no way you could have ever planned that, and I think that's one of the things that I don't think I think it's one of the things that successful convention organizers get, but. You know. You
get enough crazy people together, and something's going to happen.
Exactly, yeah. It's kind of it's chaos theory, if you will.
Exactly.
Cool. Do you want the mic back?
he's gonna tell his best con story.
I don't have a con story.
Come on.
I don't have a con story.
This one time at con, I got laid. Yeah. There. I told you. That's all of them.
He actually got laid at home, but, you know. Yeah. We.
Do you have a room?
I live close by.
Oh, wait. Forward, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That I drove. So.
I thought you lived in Gwinnett.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. I mean, it's like 45 minutes.
I've gotten to the point where if I'm doing a convention, I get a room. Minutes. Whether I'm in town or not.
But
just because it's just.
If we get room money, then we would. But we don't have to get room money.
Right.
We had, you know, we've been spending all our money flying back and forth to see each other. Yes. Yeah. And, well, you know, audio equipment for our glorious podcast.
Oh,
this is going so great.
Wait, so do you guys have any kinky or anybody any con stories? Yeah. Yeah, come on. Oh, come on. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Speak.
We've got a mic all ready for you because we're that good.
Last night I was at a party and I have these balloons actually up in my room. Mm-hmm. They're boob, penis, and one balloon has a penis on it that actually says, blow me.
Nice, nice.
And I said,
that's
okay,
where those
y'all.
Damn things came from.
Yes. I think there's one in our room.
And I was like, follow me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I passed them out. Still got more of them, but oh well.
Nice. Follow the bouncing balloon. Excellent.
Yes.
Good job.
About 2 years ago, I had two, actually one friend of mine, she brought her boyfriend, and she decided to get drunk on her last, one anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, because she was getting divorced. Anyhow, what happened was that he took her to the bar to mm-hmm. get her drunk mm-hmm. to hopefully get laid.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh. As one does.
When like they got back to the room, he got punched in the nuts.
Oh,
and
nice?
She didn't go after him. She went after somebody else.
Oh, that's not nice. That is so not nice.
So I kind of felt sad for him because I was like, no, you're with him.
Oh.
And he eventually went to the restroom, but actually nothing happened. But it was crazy.
Ouch. Well, and we met you. You were actually riding in the elevator, just kind of.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I thought
checking everybody out because you're gonna see all the interesting people.
Yes.
Getting in and out of the elevator. So.
I thought we wanted interesting con stories. I'm sorry.
Struggled.
Okay.
No. No.
Sometimes I'm a dick. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That is true. Yeah. So, anyone else? Got anything?
Got anybody mm-hmm. got questions about podcasting?
Yeah, not like
oh,
we know
yeah, like
anything
we know
about it. It would be really
that.
Sad if you were actually asking
well,
us.
Well, it's a thought.
Bill and I got into it because I did one. I actually have my own podcast. It's Flesh Finds Femdom Experiments. And I did it just for shits and giggles. I was just, I'm going to record something, right? And I did it, and I played it for him, and he had actually been listening to a lot of podcasts beforehand.
Yeah. No, actually, I did not hear your podcast until after we started talking about
that. I
keep
saying that you did, but I could have sworn that you did, and you
said
that
you
don't.
No,
you
started.
You hadn't.
I remember because we were texting about this, too. And we kept talking about it, and you said, I'm going to do a podcast. And I am a podcast junkie. Basically, I've been doing like the whole radio's been kind of big in my, mm-hmm. but never thought I'd get into it. Mm-hmm. And then, a kid making radio shows on the cassette deck,
you
do.
I did that too.
Yeah, I've always, it's funny. No, I have like a grand total of like three podcasts that I never did anything with whatsoever.
Yeah, it is easy. It's kind of easy to get out of them. Yeah. I mean, just to kind of like be like, okay, I'm done with it. You know, because you don't make money. You don't, we have people that write us that, listen to it regularly, and that's amazing. But yeah, it's kind of easy to be like, okay, I'm done with this. You know, I'm working for free here, so.
Yeah.
Well, no, me, I'm, as long as we can get together and do it, I'm, this is,
you and I are pretty
I love
committed.
Doing this.
Yeah, you and I are pretty committed, but I know a lot of them that have died out. Right.
If you're not committed, you should be.
I haven't done mine in a while, so. Yeah.
Well, you've had stuff fall through, but yeah, we got to texting and you were talking about wanting to do one, and then I said, "Hey, well, if you need a guest, I'll be one." And then as we kept talking, it was like, "Hey, let's do one together."
Yeah.
Well, what do we call it?
Yeah.
And then we started doing it,
and you came up with a brilliant name.
Yeah, I came up with Kinky and the Geek.
Yeah.
I think Sex Geeks or something like that. Geeks have was one of my first ones, and then you're like, no, someone does that, and I looked it up and said, yeah, someone does it.
Yeah,
do that one.
And I learned editing, but that's how I met Phantom. Is you mentioned that he did editing for the
I started getting chummy with the Chuck versus Mal, which is a podcast that started not too long after. Well, it started before we did. I knew I could pick their brains for at least the music side of it, because you need pod-safe music to start, you know, if you want like a theme song, either that or something that's Creative Commons or something that, you know, as long as you get permission from the artist that does it.
Yeah.
And so we started picking their brains, and there's a nice little incestuous podcasting community.
I started, you know, hungering after his
family, whatever
magic
you want to call us.
Yeah.
I still don't get that.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. I got pulled into all of this not only because I'm dating this one, but they promised me I could run a website again, and I was like, okay, website, I'm in.
Yeah, very willing web slave. And actually, everything I've heard about the podcast from last week, everyone says
the
editing
listened.
Was great.
I you still have not listened.
Everyone I talked to has not listened to them yet.
Yeah.
Okay, I did an editing job, and nobody's giving me reviews on my edit foo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yay! Finally, someone!
Yeah. So.
I listened to Fleshline talk about it.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
What about the lovely graphic that was then designed?
That
would also be me. Yeah.
My idea, she just has the skills to put it out.
Yeah.
Well, the microphone was my idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's just something that I kind of threw together. You know, if anybody ever sees our flyer, the little graphic on the side there, I had to do the editing on that too.
I haven't found a freebie table.
Yeah. Huh?
Where's the freebie table? Do we even know one here? Because I have stacks of flyers.
Native guides. I told you that before we got here.
I wasn't listening.
I've been asking for flyers.
Is this really the forum to have as good as
Yeah, I know, right?
There's, actually, yes, yeah. It is.
Actually, there is a lot of editing of the bickering.
You'd be surprised how much back bickering there is.
Yeah.
Okay.
But see, I had to take this little graphic, and originally she was holding a phaser, so I had to make her holding a paddle. Had to change the face because someone had drawn this, and then had spliced in a live picture of Betty Page's face, and it just looked wrong.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So, what's the name of your podcast, your other podcast?
Mine is Flesh Finds Femdom Experiments.
Okay, so
why? What did I say?
Is he part of Control Group A or
Control Group?
He has not appeared. Actually, I haven't really done many episodes since I've met.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yeah, well, I was playing like mad. You were part of that control group. I was playing like mad, and then I went all, you know, from completely crazy poly to completely crazy mono. So, yeah.
Before that?
Before that, what you...
Completely
crazy married. Crazy, it was completely miserable married.
But she's not bitter. Now we fix it all.
Bitter.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, there we go. Now we're covered.
You know,
yeah,
that was also, yeah, there's nothing there.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Cobwebbed.
Yeah. So, what about, do you guys have any good con stories you want to share?
Other than David Prowse hit it on me, that's it.
Oh, no.
Wait, who didn't he ever hit on? I mean, I do believe a lot of the male guests that come to conventions of the stars are here to get their dicks wet.
Yeah.
And not in the shower.
Eric Estrada.
Oh. Wait, you have a personal con story with Eric Estrada? Is that part of your
personal
con history?
Lover?
No. The girl I was seeing at the time.
Did you ride his motorcycle?
No.
Did you make sure his teeth stayed white?
No. So the girl I was saying, I was doing guest ops for Dragon Con. And it was the last year I did guest ops for Dragon Con, which is a story in and of itself, which I won't tell. The girl I was seeing just walked up to me and with this look of absolute horror on her face, and she just says, I was just molested by Eric Estrada.
Nice.
Wow. Apparently, he was just bored. And again, and looked at her, and you know, granted she is kind of cute, just looked at her and said, "I must have you," and started just like ran up to him like cartoon style and just started kissing all over her face. And she just I had no idea what to do. She was just like yeah, so
well, creepy.
Yeah.
Well, we want celebrity stories. I've got my own from Dragon Con. It's not a personal experience, but my sister, the one time I've actually gotten her to come to a convention, it was only for a day. She went through the Walk of Fame, and I'm sure everybody has their Kevin Sorbo stories from Dragon Con.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
This is my sister's. At the time, this was at the time that Kevin's wife was pregnant. He actually took down my sister's name, and last we heard, that may be his daughter's middle name.
Wow.
Oh.
I George Takei tried to hook up with a friend of mine.
Yeah, I saw him going up an elevator, had my card I wanted to get signed in my pocket, and decided to not be that fangirl.
The weirdest thing is my friend Java, who is a minor celebrity of himself. He does Rocky Horror and is quite gay.
As one would be.
Oh yeah. Well, he's particularly swishy. But every time he got on an elevator for whatever reason, George Takei was there, and his pickup line was the same every single time.
Oh my.
No. No. It was, "Hi, I'm George Takei. I was on Star Trek. Hello, Javakis." Every single time. Oh, why? Hello there. every single time. I had no idea what to do. And I think this was a week after, week before he came out of the closet, too. So no one was quite sure what to make of it. Other than, "Hello, hi, I'm George Takei."
Now, from what I've heard, people that I know that have been deep in con, him coming out of the closet was like, yeah, and?
Yeah,
the pretty much people knew he was gay, and so yeah. It wasn't a huge surprise to most people who were at least running conventions.
I had only met the man once, but there's a certain if you're not in the green room or are doing stuff I don't want to talk, doing the sneaky guest ops, guest black ops, as we like to call it. There's a certain distance because we don't really want to know what the guests are doing.
It's probably safe.
Yeah.
There was no judging or anything. It was just one of those things. It was kind of like when Lance Bass came out of the closet and everybody said, okay.
Absolutely not. But, you know.
NSYNC. Sorry, she was.
You know, there are things that go on con. Some of them aren't legal. We don't want to know about them. So there's a certain crowbar separation there. Someone's personal life, we just don't care. It's over there. It's kind of compartmentalized. So right. I had met him once or twice, and sort of I knew him as a very jovial, friendly individual. And it didn't surprise me per se, but I wasn't necessarily thinking, oh, yeah, he's gay.
Well, yeah. Okay, speaking of cons, we have this thing that we do every single episode, or we try to when we remember, which is where we talk about our newest iPhone apps that we found.
Oh, what we got this week.
And I just want to mention there actually is a Dragon Con app.
Yes, there is.
Where you just download, search for Dragon Con, which we should not be talking so much about Dragon Con, actually.
We're at Frolicon.
Frolicon needs its own app. And one of us who is
okay, you get on that right now.
Apps, and I'm pointing at somebody.
I haven't got very far with it.
Okay. But when you do, Frolicon app would be probably a good thing. But it's got like the schedule. Uh-huh, it's got
my sound was turned off.
Yeah, it's got all the guests and everything. So
that's not an accident.
That's my app for the day.
Yeah, sharing mine again.
Hey, I'm Skippy.
Oh, anyway. from anybody you've that heard got, last week's.
You've got a
I
clean
Sam.
Version.
Yeah.
Yes, I have the free clean version of the I Sam Jackson, okay? I actually play this at work sometimes. I have to keep it clean.
I like that there's Damn Skippy. I've been trying to teach my nephew to say that. My 2-year-old nephew. My sister doesn't think it's funny.
Yeah.
So.
It does kind of get funny with Bill and I. I'll be... Every once in a while, he'll start talking to me in the living room, and I'll just start using this and not saying a word.
Nice.
I'll let Sam do my speaking.
We can get back on the contract. Is there anything you guys are looking forward to since you?
We've got two wishes on the wish list.
I was thinking more track, you know, like actual panel type stuff, but.
We wanted to do the chemical play one today, but we just didn't make it in time. I just never think that the traffic down here is going to be as crazy as it is, and it is.
It's Atlanta, fool.
Well, there's this immense crowd behind us.
I mean,
in front of you had to fight this immense crowd filling the ballroom.
Well, I really thought that we would get here in plenty of time for it, and we just didn't. And the sex. Yeah, so we wanted to do the chemical play. We want to do the wax play.
I know what the hell it is.
I just want to do some playing. That's what I'm looking for.
The dungeon will be open later, and you've got access to rooms to where you can do it private.
Right.
That was actually what I was getting ready to say. Live action Candyland. Yeah, I have missed it, but then again, I need it at some point. Shower and food.
I'm trying to decide if I'm going to go straight from here to the Japanese war. Fans or not?
Oh, cool. Yeah, that would be cool.
This is probably shower and
they're
time.
Fans. Yeah. They're war fans.
War fans. Fans of war.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to hanging out somewhere with some friends and drinking and.
Love my captain.
What about you guys?
Well, live action Candyland.
Okay, live action Candyland. Seriously,
It's basically Candyland, live action.
They literally set it.
It's
like
a human size. It's human height. So, yeah, they have a board they set up on the floor. And the spots, there are actually 5 spots where you have to do certain tasks.
Okay.
Sometimes it's usually a couple, male-female.
Okay.
Or male-male, you know.
We've had male-male before.
Yeah. Oh my God!
And I know people. It's shocking stuff like that.
I'm specifically saying that one because I remember there was one year where I think both of them in that couple got naked at some point during the game.
Yes, I know.
No,
the funniest one. It basically the one thing was you were supposed to switch. It was the switch clothes with your partner thing. The funniest part was one of the couples was a girl. I would say probably about 5'5", 5'6", you know, not a small girl, mm-hmm. but like this big around, very tiny. Mm-hmm. And her partner was like Joe size, you know, 100 feet tall.
Nice.
And they had to exchange clothes, and she was wearing a one-piece jumpsuit, which he could basically put his arms in, and he was kind of kind of standing there in his boxers, where she's being devoured by his jeans and T-shirt.
That could be fun, actually.
And there was the one
fun.
Yeah. I want to say it was first year, one of the spots, they actually had, what was it? It was guys eating peanut butter off of bananas that the girls were holding at their crotches.
Yeah, but chugging of the maple syrup.
Chugging maple syrup one year.
The girls, and this was, I think, to win the game, you had to chug a glass of maple syrup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Believe there was a lot of retching and throwing.
Yeah.
And
hard, because maple syrup.
Yeah, that would take
actually,
a minute.
I think it was pancake syrup.
It was pancake syrup,
it was maple-flavored pancake syrup.
Log cabin, to be specific.
Yes.
Payas log cabin.
It wasn't lemonade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, they did it over. They did it over a trash can.
Yeah, just in case.
Spankable Ass, I believe, is tonight. That's usually fun to go to.
Yeah, I believe that is tonight.
Yeah.
I've been in it. I'm still trying to find the pictures again. There are pictures of me up on stage.
And of course, there'll be concoction contest tonight. Or is there a concoction contest this year?
You know, I haven't heard. That's the whole thing. I'm downstairs at the bottom table. All the info is at table 2.
Bottom.
That's the white beads. Okay, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. We did do the beads. Should we talk about the beads?
Well, I mean, that's the Frolicon hanky symbols.
Yeah, there's like a bead code where black is Dom, white is Sub,
Put them together. If you have black and white, you're a Switch.
Yeah.
Blue. Into girls, into boys. Put them together, you're bisexual. Yeah.
There's hands off, up for anything, poly. What else?
Yeah. Got a wish on the board.
So that's been fun. Give us a separate one.
Which beads we're wearing.
Okay. Yeah, we'll start with the one that hadn't said much.
What am I?
Go, Joe.
I don't even know what you have on mine.
I have blue, red, black, white, orange, and purple. Yeah. I have nearly everything. Yeah. Except for
poly and up for everything.
Yeah.
Which would kind of null out the orange.
Yeah.
Well, see, and I wasn't sure about doing the orange and the purple together because we do have wishes on the wish list, but I don't want anyone coming up getting all touchy feely. Yeah.
Well, that depends on what wishes you have up on the board.
I'm fragile.
Yeah. Yeah. So. You're so delicate. Yeah. Delicate. I've got black for Dom, blue for boys, pink for girls, orange for hands off, and purple for wish on the wish list. So.
And I, as last year, am wearing blue for boys, pink for girls, white because I'm a sub. I have pink propellers this year. For Polly, and I have the purple bead for Wish because I'm included in one of Bill's.
Mm-hmm. And I've got the propeller beads, which is Polly, the pink, and the purple.
Yeah.
I'm very simple. And I also only have a few beads.
That's true. I just noticed that.
Love you, dear.
Yeah.
Someone asked him.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
All right, we're having fun at Frolicon.
Yes,
yeah,
we are.
Yeah.
Woo.
You guys want to wrap it up?
It's also the coolest room in the convention.
I know, let's just keep it.
But it's also got the least amount of people.
Yeah. So, you want to wrap it up? Anything else that you want to say?
Boobies.
Yes, no, lots of those. Yes, there's been lots of those.
We do have up here, if you want to evaluate how bad we were, we do have our these evaluation slips. I didn't think they were going to be in here.
They're up here for every panel. You just fill out the one you
fill out. Yeah,
because the top.
Make sure they can't bring us back next year.
They lie heavily. Yeah. We'd like to be back and do this again.
Yeah.
Yes, we would, and maybe have a better. We did pretty good tonight, or today, or whatever. I'm tired. I've been up since 9 this morning.
Wow. That's your own fault.
I had to be at the table at 10.
Wait, what? We are.
Yep.
All except for him.
Lawrenceville and.
We have to fly him in special.
Yeah, I'm from Baltimore.
Yeah.
We
record in Lilburn every week. And we try to post every week. I've been having computer problems, so we haven't.
Yes, if anybody owns a Mac and it goes stripey, you know what she went through.
God,
she's
going through.
Yeah, it's kind of miserable. But, yeah.
For those in here who haven't listened to us, you can find us on Podbean.
That's
Kinky the Geek, and on iTunes.
Yeah, on MySpace.
Do we really got to mention MySpace anymore?
I don't know.
We're there.
It's not.
Yeah. What? No, we haven't done.
We don't have
Facebook. We're lazy.
Yeah.
We're lazy people. Yeah.
Well, I guess I should get on that.
It falls among into other things.
It falls into my purview.
Yeah, but it any of us could do it. I mean, you don't always have to get stuck with everything.
I spend so much time on Facebook. I don't know why.
We are on Twitter.
Yeah.
You can find us at Kinky and a Geek.
Yeah,
on
and
Twitter.
Also individually, Flesh Vine.
And Mighty Bell.
And Aruka Uewell, IRUKA underscore YUYWELL.
She has to be the difficult one.
I have to say it because Bill misspells it.
Yes, he does.
I can't spell my way out of a wet paper bag. Yeah. Leave me alone.
I think this would be the place to share the funness of the last name on this, though. A lot of people don't get that. That is a what's called Yowie reference.
There's a slash fic,
because I write fiction. If anybody wants to find me, you can go to my little spot on our website, and there are links to most of my web archives. So
She's
I
a
do
sick,
write
sick
stuff.
Woman.
Yes, okay, so I happen to like about writing about boys chained to the wall being molested by other boys. What's your problem?
I think you summed it up.
Yeah, you pretty much summed it up, yeah. What part of that did you not understand that you said?
Yeah. Sounds good to me. I don't see the problem either, frankly.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever.
Well, you're a sick, sick woman, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Episode 2,
wasn't it? Right.
Actually, episode 0.
Yeah.
I think it was episode 0.
Yeah.
That's how geeky we are. We actually have episode 0.
Yeah.
And at some point, we will have episode 1,000,000 so we can go by the DC numbering system.
And then Phantom also can be found on Twitter.
Yes, at PhantomV48.
Ask him all of your audio questions because he's brilliant.
And see if you can make him blush.
He's an audio god, as we've determined.
I had a small army coming in doing my shit for me.
It was
nice.
It was great. Yeah, yeah. We should actually talk about
the audio god forgot the power cord.
How amazing they were. Yeah. Well, now
this is how it goes.
If you takes 20
heard the podcast once or twice, okay. Maybe
there's
you know
a reason
that.
Some webs, yeah. Well, some podcasts yeah. Like oh, Weekend Justice.
It takes
have
us about 20
CODAs.
Minutes to close up. We're also we're kinkyandthegeek@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Fleshfine@gmail.com.
mytbill.bill. @gmail.com.
And we're on FetLife under Kinky and the Geek, yes. And also Fleshfine.
We're
and
also
Mindville.
A fetish.
Yes, we are.
We are a fetish on FetLife.
Yeah,
on,
there's FetLife. A Kinky and the Geek fetish on FetLife. Which we have five people.
Something yeah. Like that.
Yeah. Yeah. We're a small fetish.
You have some for that. I know. Fetish.
Yes.
yeah, our,
we're just surprised it's just not just the four of us here speaking into a empty room.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Actually.
But we owe a lot of that to our great friends and to our new friends that have shown up. So,
yes.
Give yourselves a hand.
I guess that's
right. Impressive.
You people hate yourselves.
Wow. That's impressive. Okay, we can take that.
Yeah. So, yes. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. All righty, you guys be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.
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 Say it loud. Say it loud.
Bye.
Oh, say it loud. Yes, kind of. Okay.